This is Jalalzai IDP camp, one of the oldest and biggest refugee camps in Pakistan, which sheltered Afghan refugees but now is accommodating thousands of displaced families exiled from their homes in the tribal areas fearing terror attacks. These sprawling tents, which look managed and maintained from the outside, retain endless heart-flouting stories of harassment, neglect and scarcity. Residents of this camp spend days and nights in clock threadbare with severe shortage of basic necessities to manage their daily routine.
We spend our days in these broken camps. We are harassed. Our children have no future here. No education, no medical facility, no food, water or anything. In this heat, our families and children stay here in the worst possible conditions.
The camps are in miserable condition, while the rehabilitation provided to the IDPs is not enough for them to feed their families. Though medical facilitation center banners and boards can be seen around the camps, the IDPs argue that these are only limited to banners and have no physical existence. Miraz Gul is a 63-year-old IDP from Khyber Agency. Gul says he is provided with only one tablet by the authorities, while his medication required is a lot more and needs urgent attention.
It is not only me who suffers in the hands of the authorities. Everyone here who gets sick or needs medicine is given only one tablet of medicine of fever or headache. The rest we have to buy from outside. We don't buy them because we don't have any money. This is everyone's story here in Jalalzai.
These suffering IDPs demand the government to send them back to their hometowns and let them live a free and easy life again. The camp, initially formed for Afghan refugees, now houses thousands of internally displaced families from Pakistan tribal areas who fled their homes amid increased attacks by pro-Taliban militants. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Jalalzai, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.